Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
I've got a second here. It's Throwback Thursday, and it's also graduation time. Everybody's graduating, so let's combine the two, and let's throw it back to the year you graduated and find out what the number one song was the year you graduated. Now, I have a couple lists here. I think it's fun to look at the country song and then kind of the overall mainstream number one. So let's start with you, John, in Des Plaines. What year did you graduate?
So I graduated high school in 2012.
2012. All right. The number one country song was Time Is Love by Josh Turner.
Time is love. Gotta run.
Love. You feel like you're back in high school, John?
But I got someone.
I'm 10.
Wait for me.
And the number one. Oh, that's funny. The number one pop song overall was Somebody I Used to Know by Gautier.
Didn't have to stoop so low. Have your friends collect your records and change your number.
Where did he go?
I said I don't need that phone. Now you're just somebody that I used to know.
He truly is.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, and by the way, that's special, John. The number one country album was... It was... Taylor Swift's Red album.
Oh, go figure.
Yeah.
She's huge right now.
Yeah, it's a big deal this weekend, yep. So. All right, let's go to Jeannie in Tinley Park. What year did you graduate high school?
I graduated in 1988.
All right. In 1988, the number one country song was Don't Close Your Eyes by Keith Whitley.
Just hold me tight when you love me tonight. Don't close your eyes.
Song. All right, that's your number one. And then the number one point, top pop song was Faith by George Michael.
Because I gotta have faith. I gotta have faith.
It's a jam.
Because I got to have faith. I got to have faith.
Oh, yeah, that's a popular one.
Yeah, all right, awesome. Thank you for calling. Gina and Aurora, what year did you graduate high school?
1998.
All right, the number one country song in 1998 was Tim McGraw.
Just to see you smile, I'd do anything.
And Tim McGraw. That
yeah.
You wanted me to.
The number one song in 98 was, for pop, was this.
I wonder if she could tell right now.
Wow. Anyways, that was the number one song. That's why dirty things were happening in 1998, apparently. You know what? Let's do mine real quick. Since why not, right? Before I get you those TR tickets. The number one song from the year I graduated high school would be 2002, Wheeling Wildcats, What's Up? Was, oh, look at this. The number one country song was Kenny Chesney, The Good Stuff.
Aaron asking for seconds to keep her from tearing up.
I won't
yeah,
sing.
Yeah, man, that's the good stuff.
But I think one that probably sums up my high school years a little more is the number one song in 2002 for pop was Nickelback.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired
oh,
of living like a blind man.
Nickelback.
I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me.
All right, enough of that.